Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. This is your... Nope, I forgot. What's the intro, Mom?
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and with me today... No. It's a podcast about not fact-checking anything.
Nailed
something
it.
Like that.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact-check or research anything. I am with my mom today. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
Thank you for handling that intro for me till I figured it out. We are once again podcasting on Zoom, so I am sorry for the visual and audio not being perfect, but hey, you make do with what you got.
That's right.
Duh. Yes. So Mom, do you have some holidays for us today?
Why? Yes, Rachel, I do.
Oh, fantastic.
I have to get the right paper. Here we go. Okay. It's National Doctor's Day.
Shout out to every freaking doctor, man.
That's
and
right.
Nurse and technician and the janitors in the hospitals and all the peoples.
All the peoples. It's take a walk in the park day, but keep your 6-foot distance.
Well, are parks open? I know beaches and trails are closed.
That's
in
true.
LA.
Walk around the block.
Take a walk around the block.
Keep your distance, please.
Keep it all.
It's I'm in control day.
None
of these are applicable.
Except the doctors.
It's actually National Pencil Day.
Pencil Day? Okay.
And tomorrow is Crayon Day.
Oh, we got it back to back. When's Pen Day?
I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Okay.
There you go.
I've found some holidays.
Let's hear them.
I did have Pencil Day.
Okay.
But it's also the grass is always browner on the other side of the fence day.
Oh,
because people always think the grass is greener on the other side, but in actuality, it's actually
browner.
That's
true.
Yeah. It's also Turkey Neck Soup Day.
You will not be eating that. You will
no.
not be.
Have you ever had turkey neck soup?
I'm sure my grandmother made it at one time.
That's gross. Like, come on. I mean, trying to use all the parts. Mom, what's going on with your earphones? What are you doing?
They're falling.
Okay.
We're going.
Do you need
forward.
Some new earphones? It's a business expense. We can get you some.
Yes.
Oh,
Rachel.
Hey, we don't have any sponsors today. I can burp as much as I want. Not that that's ever really stopped me before.
It has not stopped you.
Mm-hmm. And April Fool's Day is this Wednesday.
I do not care for April Fool's Day.
No, our family is not a pranking family. We never have been.
No.
And I'm glad because it's not fun.
No.
Not at all. So don't do it.
No.
I mean, if your family's a pranking family, you can do little pranks. But
don't do them to people who do not care for them.
Yeah. You have to know your audience. That's mm-hmm. it. That's my cousin Andrew and I have talked about pranks a million or two times because he loves them. I hate them. And we've just kind of come to the conclusion, you got to know your audience. You got to know who you're pranking. Because I think that determines if pranks are evil or not. Is if the person receiving the prank finds it funny or not.
Yeah.
So, know your audience. Okay, so yeah, that was... Oh, and then my birthday is in a week. Well, it's
when we podcast. When we next.
Yes. Yes, it's the no.
5th on Sunday.
It's on the Sunday. Yes. April 5th is my birthday. So when it's
record the podcast.
Yes, when we record the podcast. Yeah. So I am doing my live stream fundraiser. I've decided I'm gonna do it around what did I decide? I forgot what I already decided. I'm gonna do it about 3 p.m. on my vlog channel, and it's gonna go for about 2 hours. And I need help, because what's gonna happen is every time we hit a certain money marker, like $100, $500, $1,000, $1,500. So I have to do something for every marker. So it's like, I'm going to follow 10 people on Twitter. I'm going to shout out 3 people on Insta story. I'm going to
try to do the splits.
I'm going to, like, every time we hit a marker, I'm going to do something to either entertain you or a shout out or a follow or a video message. But I need ideas of what to do, because I don't know what's cool.
Don't ask me.
Don't ask us. So what I need you guys, I need to know what you guys would think was cool. So I just tweet me some suggestions so I could write those down. And then I'm going to have more info every day. I'm starting, like, really getting into it right now, figuring it all out. So I have a week to figure it out. So yeah, if you have time, money, or you have the ability to share and post the live stream somewhere to get other people to donate, please do so. It's going to be on my vlog channel.
Please
April 5th.
Do so.
3 p.m.
Please. Isn't that a video?
Please do so.
You know, oh, there's a little girl that says, please do so. Oh, it's in Colleen's show.
Huh?
Never mind.
No, explain. What?
Yeah. No. She does the video bits in the show.
Oh.
And then the little kid on the screen says, please. Do so, please do so, or something.
Okay, then the bullying segment,
yeah,
right?
yeah, you got it.
All right, if you've seen the show, you know.
You know.
All right, the show, speaking of shows, Mom, did you know what Victorious is, the show Victorious?
Ariana Grande was on it?
Yes. They just celebrated their 10-year anniversary from the start of the show, so happy 10-year anniversary to them. Dan Schneider, the creator of it, actually got the entire cast together on Zoom, and they did a Zoom hangout. They recorded like 30 seconds of it, and they posted a couple pictures, and it was cute just to see everyone together. And they were originally going to do an in-person meetup, but obviously they couldn't. So I thought it was cute, and everyone seemed to be friends and happy, and it was just lovely, and the internet loved it, and I just felt like that's what
warm
we needed.
Warm and cozy, yeah.
It's just what the world needed. They didn't try and sing a song a cappella. they were just hanging out, and they let us see that they were hanging out to celebrate.
That's cool.
I think I've watched like 3 episodes of Victorious. That was a little bit after my time. My last show, I think, was iCarly. Mom, so that means Mom's last show was iCarly.
don't even know that one.
It was on in the background.
Okay.
You would know it if you saw it.
Okay.
So everyone, Mom, okay. The show everyone is obsessed with right now, is it Tiger King on Netflix?
Don't know.
You don't know? Everyone is obsessed with this Netflix show, Tiger King. I thought I was the only person in the world who hasn't watched it. You haven't watched it either?
I haven't even heard of it.
You haven't heard of it? Have you been on the internet? What have you been doing during this quarantine? How have you not even seen it?
Haven't been watching things.
What have you been doing?
Helping with family and yard work.
Excuses. I've been doing yard work, and I know that Tiger King exists. Have
playing
I watched
with my chickens? Okay. Oh, I saw a cool documentary on chickens. I told you.
Okay, you want to tell us about your documentary?
Well, I think it's called Chicken People, and it was pretty cool because it reminded me of
you.
No. What's that? Best in Show.
Oh, yeah. You did tell me about this.
But it was real life, and it was amazing.
Oh, God. Where'd you watch it? Netflix?
Amazon, maybe? I don't know where it was. Okay. It was somewhere on the...
Well, I'm going to suggest Tiger King to you, even though I haven't seen it. The only reason I haven't seen it is
because... watch it together. Tiger...
She's writing it down. King. Okay, we can watch it together then.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen it, but just because I was like, I don't know really what it's about. And I'm just scared there's going to be animal cruelty or something and I'm going to get mad at people. But yeah. I don't think that's what it's about. Apparently, I think it's about some chick who killed her husband and fed it into the lions, but no one could prove it. This is what I thought.
Or tiger, maybe?
The tigress, yes.
Okay.
I just think...
I'm going to stick with chicken people.
Isn't the phrase like feed them to the lions? Is that why I say in like the lion's den? I feel like people don't talk about tigers.
Daniel in the lion's den.
Okay. Is that the biblical references yeah. that's in my brain? Okay. That's what it is. Yes. Oh, okay. So on this podcast, we always, what happened?
Someone's at my door.
Who's it's at your door?
It's probably a butterfly or a bird.
Trent, can you see if someone's at the door? Thank you.
Who's at the door? Probably a butterfly.
Well,
you know,
moths, they set it off. And it's like, what's at my door at 2:30 in the morning?
A butterfly? Cat. Oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite.
The wind.
All right. On this podcast. Nothing.
It's just nothing.
Okay. As I was saying, Mom, on Sorry. This podcast, we are trying to keep it more light so that we do, because the world's, you know, just destructive. Just stressed enough, but we always do mention the COVID-19 stuff, but usually the happy things that we find about it.
And
this week
things.
I want to talk about people figuring out ways to get health professionals some masks.
Yep.
So finally, people are starting to figure out how to do it, and it's like, it's insane that they're not like, they're accepting anything at this point. They're like, we have nothing to cover our faces. They're reusing masks, which is so not safe, but it's better than not having a mask. So they're letting people make masks from their houses. And they're like, go ahead, like anything that's just going to cover our faces. And I saw that nurses, the back of their ears were getting just torn up from the elastic going back there. So they're all wearing headbands and sewing big buttons where on the headbands mm-hmm. right next to where their ears are. And then mm-hmm. strapping the elastic on those. And I thought that was genius. So if you mm-hmm. know any nurses or doctors who haven't figured that out yet or haven't heard of it, you know, you can slide that along. So people are making masks from home for the hospitals and healthcare professionals, but also the MLB, the Major League Baseball, they're now making masks out of jerseys. So they've converted some of their jersey making factories and their materials into masks, which I thought was awesome.
That's cool.
That's really cool. So like pinstripe masks, like so that's cool. And then the artist Future teamed up with a sewing company in Atlanta to help make masks. People are sewing them at home. My friend in mm-hmm. Seattle, she's a sewing person. And I was like, have you made masks yet? And she goes, I was going to, and I looked into it. And there was such a big community in Seattle that wanted to take it on. That a company was just like, we'll do it for free. So a professional sewing company is making all the masks for like the Seattle hospitals. And nice. Then New Balance Shoes. Have you heard of New Balance? It's a shoe mm-hmm. company. They just decided to transfer. What are they? Oh, they've started using their US factories to develop, manufacture, and deliver masks. So some big places are stepping up when they didn't have to, but they knew it was the right thing to do. And I always like to give those places a shout out because that's awesome. Yeah. And for
there's a lot of places that should
yeah.
companies, factories can get together and start making stuff. And
yeah, they're like, okay, we'll churn our factories that, you know, they're going to lose money by doing this, but they're doing it because they're good. I know Facebook donated a bunch of masks and some other places donated masks. I think Pornhub did as well. And everyone went, why does Pornhub have a bunch of masks? Okay. Just let it be. No one wanted to know, so we didn't really ask, but we all kind of wondered. So yeah, but then a lot of people pointed out that a lot of California places have masks because of the wildfires. So yes. People are
have some N95ers, but
yeah, I have three, but they're an open box. They're super dusty. They've been used before. So I can't donate those, but
you can use them.
Yeah, we can use them. But that's just everyone in California, the wildfires get so bad that we have to use them for like a month every year. So we have them. That's why companies have a bunch of them. It's because they stockpile yeah. them for their workers and now they're all donating them, which is awesome. Moving on to internet things. Patreon, that's what it's called. Have you ever heard of that? Now it's it's like a site where you can pay and you get your YouTubers, your favorite YouTubers videos early, or you get special. It's like fan only or only fan. It's like a, but less strippery. I don't just know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's a website where you can pay and then like your favorite creator who's on Patreon will like post special videos just for those people who are on that. It's a paid subscription thing. But they said that they, that creators are making more accounts than usual. And like they had a huge increase of people making accounts over the past month. And they're thinking that they looked at their stuff, like it's mainly smaller creators. Because at first they're like, oh, that's kind of going to make us look bad that people are like trying to profit off of this coronavirus thing. But then they realized it's smaller creators who probably had a second job and lost it. And so they're like, oh, okay. So people, don't be mad at Patreon for their influx of people. It's like, it's mainly smaller people who are like, I don't have my second income anymore, which just, it just suck. And then there's a lot of articles going around about how YouTubers are having to change the way their channels look because they can't go out and do things anymore. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of traveling channels, fishing channels, hunting channels growth, but whatever, each to each their own. And or people that would just go out and do things in public, they can't do it anymore. And so they're all trying to figure out what to do. And I'm just sitting at home being like, girl, this is what my videos have always been. Welcome to the loser club where we just sit in our house. So I am thankful that not much has changed for my end. I am trying to not order things online because the delivery stuff is so packed, but I also can't go out and buy new products. So luckily before this all happened, I had stockpiled like 4 videos worth of stuff. So luckily I have products, but I am going to have to try and like think of videos that aren't just testing products. Cause I'm so conflicted as to what we're supposed to do. Are we supposed to be buying things to keep the economy and people in business? Or are we not supposed to be buying things so that essential things can get delivered?
Buy things from like the mom and pop companies.
Okay. So like not on, don't buy things on Amazon, go to like little separate websites.
Yeah.
But then those deliveries still have to be made by delivery people
who are.
So like, I'm so conflicted. I don't know what to do. I feel like this is such a, like, this is a two-sided argument. Like, am I buying things to keep the economy stimulated and keep people's business open? Or should I not be buying it so delivery people aren't overwhelmed and like people's essential? I don't know what to do. I feel like I think I'm just maybe not educated enough on one side or the other.
I think they need to step up and give their delivery people more protection.
There you go. There it is. Okay. This is what this, see, it's not my fault. It's,
and I saw a couple of people that we know in Santa Barbara, they have a little box by their front door. And they have like a roll of toilet paper in it. And they've just bought a little extras and they put it in there for the delivery people saying, take what you need or snacks or water or whatever.
I was thinking of putting snacks out on my front door because when Christmas time, when like deliveries are going like crazy, I did put a box of candies and I said, take what you want. And that thing went within a week. There was a lot of candy and they all took it. Yeah.
They're working their butts off.
Yeah, they are. But am I like, what if I am contaminated and I don't know it and I put this box out and I touch this box of things?
Because you put gloves on and then you disinfect the thing you're putting out there and then you put it out there and then you come in and take off your gloves.
Okay.
So, you can say everything's been disinfected.
Okay. I'll make a little sign and I'll do that. Yeah. I'll buy some stuff, whatever I find. Okay. All right. Fine. I'll do that. I hope they like vegan snacks. But yeah, the delivery people, they need to hire more. And they need to pay everyone better and give them hazard pay and sick leave and all these things so they don't work when they're sick. They don't work when they think they're sick. And it all keeps going and flowing. And like these companies can afford to pay their delivery people more money.
But still wipe down things before you bring them in the house.
Yes, obviously. Okay. So YouTube is reducing its default video quality to standard definition for the next month. You don't know what I said.
No idea.
So when you watch a YouTube video, the quality, like, you know how sometimes it's super grainy and sometimes it's really crystal clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So high quality is usually when a YouTube video starts playing, it'll automatically start playing at the highest quality possible so that your viewing pleasure is the best. Okay.
Okay.
But there's so many people on the internet right now streaming stuff and using YouTube that they're like, okay, the internet can't handle this. So they're making it so when you start a YouTube video, it's automatically going to play at just like kind of a medium level quality, standard definition. And then you are still allowed to watch it in high quality, but you have to manually go and click it and put it to high quality. So they're just, they're hoping this just kind of reduces it a little bit. They've already done this over in Europe and they're just starting to make it do it globally now. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, so you guys can still watch on high quality, but you have to think about it. Or if you don't even notice.
Oh. I have a question for you, Rachel.
Okay.
It looks like you have like a strobe light thing where all your yellow is going lighter yellow and darker yellow.
I looked into it because last podcast, the quality of my camera was terrible. I looked into it. IMAX apparently have terrible cameras on their laptops.
Oh.
And so mine just keeps focusing. My lights aren't changing.
It looks like you have like you're inside a lava lamp that keeps changing colors or something. Of yellows.
Yes, I do keep changing. I apologize. I don't know why, but my camera is crap and there was nothing I could do to change it unless I hooked up an external camera and did all this fancy stuff that I just don't have the time for.
No.
I mean, I'm sure Matt could figure it out for me, but I don't care that much. So that's why. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right. Something happened last Sunday and Monday. So it was almost too far ago to talk about, but we're going to talk about it anyway, because I thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
Chrissy Teigen, you know her.
Oh, yes, I do.
You love her. Everyone loves her. She tweeted out that she needed romaine lettuce. She was in dire need of romaine lettuce and would not tell us. I don't know why. She might have told us. I just didn't pay attention. But she was like, I need romaine lettuce. Somebody help me. And then internet personality Chris Clemens tweeted out. He's like, I got it, girl. And she was like, prove it. Send me a video with like the time and date. And he sent a video back and I was like, I don't know what day it is. We're in quarantine, but here's the lettuce. And like shows her this unopened pack of romaine lettuce, three like chunks of it. And she's like, fine, I will give you banana bread in exchange for that lettuce. He's like, deal, tomorrow. She's like, fine. They met in a parking lot. These two people that don't know each other have never met, but they met in a parking lot. And he brought his friend and she brought a John Legend, normal. And they got out of their cars and she bought him a bunch of vegan food and she made him banana bread or something like that. She put it in this, one of her kids' toy cars, like those ones you sit in.
Yeah.
Put the food in that, pushed it across the parking lot to the boys. And then they got it and then put the romaine lettuce in and pushed it back.
That's cute.
It was just adorable and hilarious. And I just love that it worked out. And I think that the whole thing was just funny. I loved it.
That was great.
And the boys brought a tape measure to make sure that John Legend and Chrissy Teigen kept their distance, which was my favorite part. Oh, I just, you know, some good things are coming out of this quarantine madness, things like that.
Yeah.
All right. So that's all the news topics I had, because everything's just COVID-19 related. Do you have anything?
Well, there was a 100-year-old born during the Spanish flu. 101 years old.
Okay.
And she's recovered from the coronavirus.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's good news.
There it is.
She got it.
Yeah, but she's,
there we go. Mm-mm. 101.
She's like,
not taking me down.
No.
No.
She's like, all the things I've seen, not happening. I have topics you guys asked me to talk about, but I don't have much to say on the matter. Am I breaking up?
A little bit.
I hope the recording is fine. All right. I can hear myself. It's like when I talk, I don't hear myself until it breaks up, and then it breaks up in my headphones, and I'm very confused about the whole thing. Whatever. Sorry if it's breaking up for you guys. I did just change colors again. I'm changing colors now.
Yes, you are.
Why? I'm not doing anything.
You are.
I look, now I'm like a green light color.
Yeah. You keep changing colors, girl.
You're like a chameleon.
How is your camera better than mine?
It's an old laptop.
I guess with the newer laptops, they put cheaper quality into it.
I don't know.
All right. Topics you guys asked me to talk about, but I don't have much to say on the matter. Machlin? Sure. We'll say that's your name. Says, can you talk about Colleen Miranda in the Actors Fund live stream? My sister, I think, has done 2 live streams for charity so far. That's all. She did great. She did great. She donate to people if you can. Marto Grande Ballinger wanted me to talk about JoJo Siwa in The Masked Singer.
I didn't even know she was on that.
JoJo was the dinosaur. I know she had a lot of fun filming it, and she rocked it. That's all. That's it. Autumn. I guess it's
good we didn't know, because you weren't supposed to know who was
I'm not supposed to know anything, so I didn't know anything. Nothing. Autumn wants us to talk about weighted blankets.
No, thank you. Some people for me, it's like, no, too much. I'm being trapped.
They are way too heavy. I
know. Bailey likes those.
She does?
Mm-hmm. You think so? I think she has one.
I picked one up once and I was like, no, thank you. Why would I want something heavy? Like, I want to be warm.
Because they
want
to feel like they're being hugged or cuddled or I'm like, no, no. Yeah. Give me my space.
I know. It's like untuck the sheet from the bottom of the bed.
Yes.
Never.
Yes. I cannot sleep with that tucked in. First thing I do at hotels.
She's untucking, by the way. That's what that noise is.
I knew.
Okay. Just in case a few didn't understand. They're new. They don't know your quirks yet. I accidentally fell asleep on the couch a couple days ago. I've been accidentally taking naps all over the place. Can't help it. But Blaze crawled on top of me and fell asleep on me. So we were napping together and I have a 90-pound dog just draped across my body. And he finally walked out and woke us up, and Blaze and I got up and I was like, oh, that's what it's like to have a weighted blanket.
Yeah.
Like, that was heavy. My arm's asleep. I'm good. I don't need it. Jack. Okay. This was annoying. And this is a Trump thing. I usually never bring up the Trump, but it was like, this one was just too ridiculous. Trump said that the pandemic ratings are better than The Bachelor. This guy is boasting about that the White House viewing is higher than the viewing of The Bachelor. He's acting like he's still on a reality TV show. Yes. People around the world are so scared of dying that they're hoping that every time they tune in, you might have some good news. Our lives are
correct,
at stake.
Accurate news.
Correct, accurate news. So I don't know why you're tuning into Trump. And we're not tuning in to the Trump show. We're tuning in to see how many more people have died and if we're going to be saved. Like, that one just was like, I can't even. All right. We're going to move on to the game today, Mom.
Okay.
This is a new game. I've called it Make That Noise. I've already told my mom what it was so she could prepare. Did you prepare for this?
I told Dad to make a list.
Did Dad make a list?
He made a list.
All right. So what this is, it's Make That Noise. So what happens is I'm going to say something and my mom has to make the noise of that thing. So I can say whatever I want and she has to make the noise of the thing that I'm saying. So
and we don't know beforehand.
No, she doesn't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what she's going to say. Okay, Mom. Make the noise of a cat in heat.
Pretty close, right?
That was really good. Oh, okay, go.
A rattlesnake. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Okay. Do a car failing to start.
The battery's dead. There's no sound.
No! There's still a little sound. What if it's out of gas?
Oh, it's running out of gas?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's out of gas, but you're still trying to start it. So the...
I don't know. I think that's the lawnmower trying to.
For a lawnmower.
Oh, well.
Okay. What's one for me?
Oh, twisting a balloon.
What? Does that make a noise?
Yes. A little louder.
Okay. Do Donald Duck sneezing. I just knew you could do that one, and it's my favorite.
A basketball bouncing.
Oh. Okay, this is just how a cartoon would do it. A doing, 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 doing.
Right.
Okay, do a zipper being zipped.
Oh, it doesn't make that sound.
It does.
Okay. I think we should do it cartoon-wise.
That's basically what this is.
A crowd cheering.
Okay, something heavy being dropped into a swimming pool.
Kerplunk.
I was thinking more like boom.
I was thinking of a splash.
It's like boom. Okay, do you have any more for me?
Of course. Dad wants a plunger in a toilet. You got it.
Okay, I don't have any more for you. I just wrote down 5. Do you have any more I could try?
He's got a whole list.
Oh my God, of course. He goes above and beyond.
A camera shuttering. See? Yeah. Cleaning a window with Windex. There's the balloon sound.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. How about a fire crackling? Oh, he put dropping a rock in water. Hey, see? You guys had the same thing.
He wanted that clerk, that kabunk. Like fire crackling.
Yeah.
Making finger motions with it, so you know.
Do you remember that time we went to Hawaii and they had the audience do clicking and did it together and it sounded like rain?
Yeah, like we was like, what? Everyone do one finger, everyone do 2 fingers, yeah. Everyone do 3 fingers, 4. Oh yeah, I remember thinking that was really so cool. Yeah. All right. Oh man, that was exhausting.
It was.
All right, let's move on to some questions. Okay. Josh 3502 says, I got a new puppy. Now we were going to start doing puppy school, but now they're all closed. So do you have any tips to help train / having a new puppy?
Rachel, that's a great video idea for you. That's a great video idea for you.
I might do a little. Andrew,
you should.
Andrew mentioned that my vlogs are starting to become educational because I'm just doing projects. So I could do something, but... now is the important time to start structure for, like, the earlier you start structure with a dog, the better. Yeah. So don't go, oh, we'll let him do that for now. And then we'll tell him not to later. No, if you let him do it now, he's going to want to do it the rest of its life.
Yeah.
So put the rules in place now. Here's a little tips and tricks. Walks.
Be consistent.
Be consistent. Yes. Always be consistent. Don't let one person do one rule and the other person do another rule. Y'all have to have the same rule book for this dog.
Or you'll have a dog that eats your chickens.
Yes. My mom's 11 experiences here. Walks start before you leave the house. So how? Make them leave the house with the energy that you want them to have on the walk. So like if you get them all excited and riled up for a walk, they're going to pull, tug, try and run on the walk. Okay. So calm them down, make them be calm and sit, and then they can't leave the door until you say okay, and they're at that state that you want them to be in. Treat training is great. It's the easiest way to do it. And then slowly wean off. So every time they do a trick, you give them a treat. And then every other time you give them a treat and then like start using yourself as praise. So be like, instead of giving them a treat, just be like, yes, that was so good. And then you become the treat basically. Because if you only do treat training, one, they're only going to pay attention to if you have food in your hand, but two, they'll slobber a lot more because anytime they get excited or they do a command, they're going to like slobber. Think they're going to get a treat. So they get all salivy. So there's a little tip. There's some.
There's some.
There's so many YouTube videos, by the way, on how to teach you how to sit, stay down.
Okay. But they aren't done by you.
Correct. But basic commands.
And we want to see you.
Basic commands are easy to teach and learn. Like, I had to get on top of Snoop to teach him down. You would. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to, like, lure them down with a treat or whatever. Like, get them in a sitting position and then lure their nose down with a treat until they, like, fall on the ground. This dog was like, nope, you told me to sit. I'm sitting. And I had to get on top of him and pull his front legs out. Then when he was in the down position, I'd be like, get down.
It worked.
It worked. He finally got it. But it was like, I'm tackling him. Most trainers would be like, that's not how you do it. I'm like, listen, it worked. Everyone was fine. He was fine with it. He didn't care. He just didn't understand what I was saying. Because they don't know what you're saying. They have no idea. And then they have to learn it. So if you just say sit to a dog and it doesn't know what that is, it's not going to just magically sit. Anyway. So. Rye wants to know if we've baked anything good lately. I have not baked. I cooked pasta from scratch. Mom, have you baked anything?
I've been baking every day.
What have you been baking?
Well, obviously chocolate chip cookies.
You and Colleen.
Christopher made them yesterday too.
Oh my God, this family. Am I the only one not making cookies?
And I watched him make sauerkraut this morning.
I was about to watch that. Yeah, he made sauerkraut.
That was fun to watch.
What?
Yeah.
What is sauerkraut?
It's cabbage. And then
is it pickled cabbage or something? What is
that? Yeah, it ferments. It's fermented cabbage.
He likes to pickle things. Christopher is a fermenter for sure. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. All right. Should I bake some cookies tonight?
Yes, definitely. Always, the answer is always yes.
No, we're having a family game night tonight. I told you about this. Don't act surprised.
Yeah, but nothing else was said. So I thought,
it's happening 8 p.m.
Yes.
Family game night, Mom, over on Zoom.
All right. I love it.
Got a text message from Jessica, but I'll look at it later. I think I have things to make cookies. I should do cookies. This. I should get on this cookie train. Marta wants to know what's on Gwen's tray. Oh, I can't see you, so I'm curious.
My inhaler.
Oh my God. My mom has asthma.
My phone.
Okay.
My purple pen. My clipboard.
Man, you got a lot today.
And my tea.
And that's it.
And my dog is on my foot.
Oh, my dog's on a blanket next to me. It's lovely. Yeah. I'm missing
what's on yours, Rachel?
I have a kombucha. I
bought some of those. I haven't tried it yet. Is that bubbly? Is that carbonated?
This one is. Some are, some aren't. It depends on the brand and the.
I got that one.
Trilogy. This one's carbonated. Uh-oh. Careful when you open it; they might explode. Some are super carbonated. Some are not. You can't tell. There's alcohol. Oh wait, did you get the black labeled one or not? Because the black label has alcohol in it.
Oh, I don't want any alcohol.
I'm sure you didn't get the alcohol one because the alcohol ones cost more.
It was by the checkout stand.
I'm sure they're more likely to not have alcohol than to have it. I also have a vlog camera as I'm trying to vlog every day, but post Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and my phone. I don't have too much.
Not too much. Ooh, what's it say?
It's a text message from Colleen in the group chat. But,
be careful.
Okay. My phone doesn't display the text messages. It just says this person sent you an iMessage. So. No one can read my things. Di da di da. BF Garaway / Gray Mark says, any plans besides the fundraiser for your birthday? Nope. I might make myself some waffles in the morning. But that's it.
Yummy.
Woohoo. I'll probably FaceTime my mom at some point.
Yes. If I don't FaceTime you first.
Yeah, you can FaceTime me. I don't want to do any work. but we have to podcast on my birthday.
We do.
So we'll.
Well, you're also doing a thing, fundraiser.
They said besides the fundraiser, what are you doing for your birthday?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Podcasting.
Podcasting. Just a bunch of stuff with my mom over the internet.
Yeah.
That's all. And then Dee Dee wants to know, did Gwen ever have a collection of vinyl records?
Yes.
You did? Are you
sad? Well, because that's all we had.
Are you sad you don't have them anymore?
Yes. My favorite one was Burl Ives. Burl Ives, Ives. He had a very distinctive voice, and there were fun stories that he sang.
I don't know.
It was all a long time ago. And James Taylor. And
you had James Taylor records, Mom?
And Fleetwood Mac.
You had Fleetwood Mac?
Chicago. And Amy Grant.
Oh, Amy Grant, yes. Bring me back to the 90s. Man, and you got rid of them because you were like, these are old and crappy.
And my mom had these little tiny small ones, like, how much is that doggy in the window?
How much is that doggy in the window? Good one. Man. Yeah.
There was a lot of them.
Sad you don't have them anymore.
I'm sad too.
All right.
I have nothing to play them on. I think what records we did have, we all gave them to Colleen.
Yeah, because she has a record player.
Yeah, she got a couple of them.
All right. Leah wants to know, is it hard controlling all of your social medias? And love ya. It's not hard controlling them. It's hard to post on all of them consistently. Because Twitter, Instagram, all three YouTube channels, the podcast, Twitter, my Facebook. TikTok, Facebook. It's just like there's too many things happening. I can only post so much. I definitely, because then Instagram, there's Instagram and there's Instagram stories. So I'm more likely to post on the stories. And then I also have my dog's social media, Instagrams. It's a lot.
You have a busy life, Rachel. Busy life.
A lot. And I also don't like taking pictures of myself. So to post on Instagram is like, it's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
I think I might be in the wrong business. It's not hard. I'm just lazy. That's what it is. And then last question, Haley Gills asks, if Snoop okay? You said he might have an ear infection. Yeah, so this morning I woke up and Snoop's sitting on the couch and he starts scratching his ear. And then both the dogs do this like their morning cleaning themselves ritual. They clean, they scratch, they bite, they itch. I let it go on for like a minute and then I'm like, nope, you're all done. Because as clean as you're going to get. You're all making too many noises. Snoop was scratching his ear and I'm kind of like doing stuff I'm not noticing. And then I finally noticed because he starts making a noise. He's scratching his ear and going, ah, as he's scratching his ear. I was like, what? Are you an old man? What's happening? So I told him to stop. And I looked at his ear and his ear's bleeding because he scratched it so hard. The inside of his ear is bleeding. So when I first got him, he had a really bad ear infection. So I had leftover ear cleaning solution. You're supposed to pour it in his ear. But that stresses him out so much. So I just put it on a paper towel and like cleaned out the inside of his ear. And it was just so much blood and gunk. And ooh. So I was like, okay, I don't know exactly what's going on. He could be having allergies. Because when dogs have allergies, their ears and paws get really itchy. And I know that both of my dogs have had allergies before. So right now, he's not allowed to scratch his ear. And I'm cleaning it once a day. And if the goop builds up or there's a really bad smell, I know it's an ear infection. If that doesn't happen, I think he just has allergies and I need to go get him an allergy shot, but I can't tell if I should do that and like go to the vet and like go out into the public or like, I don't know. So I'm trying to handle it at home first.
Yeah.
And
that's smart.
It's really annoying that I can't like talk to Snoop and be like, what's happening, buddy?
Yeah.
So I'm keeping an eye on it. I'm cleaning it. And just hoping it kind of like solves itself. Maybe he had a flea bite in there or something.
Yeah.
And he just itched it too hard and started bleeding. So that's all. All right. That's all I got to talk about. Mom, do you have anything else to add?
Nothing. Stay home.
You stay home. Okay. I've seen so many people who think social distancing is inviting their friends over to their house instead of going out with their friends. No one come to your house. Don't go to anyone's house.
No.
You know, Dad was trying to text me and convince me to let him drive down here to play catch with me in the front yard.
He did that last night when we were FaceTiming Jacob.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, Dad.
Could you just stay on one side of the fence and we'll just throw the football back and forth? And Chris was like, no, Dad.
That's what I said. I said, Dad, we both can't touch the same football.
What if you have rubber gloves on?
Yes.
No, Dad.
This man, he misses his kids and his grandkids. And he just wants to toss a ball around.
Yeah.
Go toss a ball with him, Mom. Get that out of his system. All right. We love you guys. We hope you're staying safe, healthy, happy. That's pretty much all I have to add. No one sponsored this episode, so this episode is sponsored by my mom's inhaler. May she live long, happy, and healthy. All right. I love you. Do you have anything else to add, Mom?
No. We'll see you next time on Rachel's birthday special on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.